16 child sexual predators and traffickers were recently arrested across the state through a sting led by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Brad Schimmel is the attorney general.
In the short period of time involved, this is very significant that we have got this many that ended up traveling to try to meet a child for sexual purposes.
While the city of Milwaukee is often cited as being a hub of sex trafficking, it was not included in this sting operation. Still, with the problems that exist, WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with Jarrett Luckett, executive director of a group called Exploit No More, about what's happening in Milwaukee and across the state.
What we often see and hear from police is that girls are trafficked from Milwaukee to different parts of Wisconsin. One of the main reasons is poverty. From a lot of kids who I speak with who haven't been trafficked, and also hearing stories of girls who have been trafficked, some of the, just looking for basic needs. I know kids who work to put food on the table for their brothers and sisters. And some of the vulnerabilities of girls who have been trafficked, a part of it, looking for love. Looking for love and looking for someone who was going to take care of them, getting into a relationship with someone where it seems like a healthy thing initially, and then it starts to change where this trafficker, this abuser, starts to ask this girl, sometimes forces the girl to, we need to make some more money to pay our rent, so can you sleep with this guy to make $300, to make $500, and so forth.
Now, you said something that was interesting, because often I think about girls here being trafficked in the city, not necessarily being taken out of the city.
Some girls are kept here in the city of Milwaukee, but there's a lot of money to be made in other parts of Wisconsin. There's a demand across this state for girls, and it's not just Wisconsin. I mean, it's all across the country, but part of that is because of the demographic of the buyer, meaning the person who's buying sex from these young girls. The typical demographic of a buyer is typically the guy next door, middle-aged white guy who usually they have a family, they're married, and have more expendable income, and they're the ones who are looking to buy sex. So if you look at the demographics outside of Milwaukee, where there's a higher demographic of middle-aged white guys who have money.
You look at a lot of studies and reports, and they say Milwaukee ranks high when it comes to sex trafficking. Why is that? Why this city?
Those reports are usually based off of national stings that joint law enforcement agencies have performed over the past 10 years or so. And oftentimes, especially in the last like 3 or 4 years, the girls that they recover from these sting operations, Milwaukee has had one of the highest amount of girls recover throughout the country.
Are we doing enough?
Nope. There's a lot of activity that's happening, and a lot of where it starts to bottleneck with this issue is resources for these girls, because what we're starting to see more and more is that the more awareness that goes forth, it doesn't take long for people to say, oh my goodness, I know this girl or this situation and so forth. But where it starts to bottleneck is for these girls who are coming out of this life, where are they going to go to get help and services that's specific for them?
Jarrett Luckett is executive director of the organization Exploit No More. It aims to help end child sex trafficking.